Okay, Ve'eza Hashem Yisvorach, we are beginning Maseches Bava Basra, which is, I would say, the largest of Maseches in terms of pages. It is not the largest of all Maseches in terms of words. Actually, it's Brachos. Brachos, you have like a, you have big dapim back in the ninth parak. In Brachos, that has the most words of any Masech. In terms of pages, it goes to 176. Okay, so the question that is to start with is, why is Bava Basra appearing here? In this order. So we know that the Bavas really were taught originally as one big Masechta. One big Masechta, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. So the Tosos here, the top Tosos, explains Omari, Hayne Taima, the reason why we are beginning here with the Bava Basra is following it. It should be Koya Hach Pirka Del Eil, because we're basically continuing the last Sugya that we ended off with in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia was talking about two partners, one was partners, two in individuals who have a relationship, the Bais and the Aliyah. So Habayis v'Aliyah shall beis shenoflu chokim ve'edzim, right? So the house fell, and then they're dividing up the edzim. V'koyluhu hasam shutofim. So they're called partners, right? Because it's haninami. So that's how our Mishnah begins with beis ginos zel gabi zeh yarg b'nehem. You have the two houses, one the garden is growing, and who has the rights to those, have in shutfos. So that's the same type of thing the relationship between two people, that's really the opening, because our Bava Basra is going to continue on that theme, and this is really the next Mishnah in that series. So here we go, the opening Mishnah of Maseches Bava Basra. Hashutofin, it's interesting, I think Rabbi Yaakov's introductory shir was whether the word is pronounced shutfin or shutofin. Hashutofin shiratu la'asoyis mechitza v'chetzer. So you have two partners, they want to make a mechitza. Well, the Gemara is going to have two different explanations how to understand what the mechitza is in the middle of their jointly owned courtyard. So bonus ha'koysel b'emtza. You build the wall, the partition in the middle of that. So what are the materials that are used? So it depends. Malkam shenachugu livnos gvio. And a place where they used it from a gvil is a stone that's not chiseled, right? Gozis is a chiseled stone, like we have from the Lashon of, in the base of Megiddo, Lishkas HaGozis. That means stone that was been hewn or chiseled. Kisifin, that's our small bricks. Levanim are larger bricks. Bonin, you build it. Everything is built with the material that they use. Hakol Kamina Kamedina. Everything goes according to the way that it's built. The Ramban explains this means that the way people in the city, that what they do, the way the walls are built, the way the homes are built in that location, that's how you do it. So if you're going to use the gevil, which is the non-chiseled stone, so then how much does each one have to give of their, again, they're joint owners in the chotzer, so how much does each one give? Well, it depends on the width of the wall. Zenoisen shlosha tefachim, vzenoisen shlosha tefachim. Each one's going to give three tefachim from his part of the chotzer, and the other partner is going to give three from his. Begozis, if you're using so 3 and 3, with the whole, the width of that type of wall is 6. If you're using the gozis, the type of a chiseled stone, so then zeh noisin tefachayim v'mechza. Each one's going to give 2.5 tefachim, and it's going to come out, you're going to have a 5 tefachim thick wall. The kifisin, if you're using the small types of bricks, zeh noisin tefachayim, each one gets 2 and 2, so it comes out to be a total of 4. The levanin, if you're using the other types of bricks, Zeh noisin tefach u'mechza. So it comes out, each one gives 1.5, total of 3. Lefikach, therefore, comes out, im nofel hakoysel, if later on then the wall would fall, ha'mokom v'avonim shel shnehem. We assume that both the mokom, where the wall used to be, and the avanim, the stones that was used, the material was used, belong to both of them, and they would divide it equally, regardless of necessarily where it fell. Maybe it could all fall on one guy's side, say these are all mine. So the teretz is, no, that we would divide it half and half. Okay. The chain begina. The same din applies also to a garden. Malkum shenahugu ligdor, in a place where the minhag is to build a type of, like a partition in the middle of this gina that was jointly owned by two people. One of them wants to make this type of separation. So mechayven also, based in wood, obligate his chaver, his partner, to join in paying for that. I thought the bika, but let's say it's a place of a bika, it's a field, right? Malkum shenogu shlo ligdor, in a place where the minhag is not to build this type of separation between the two people's fields, and that one guy wants to, but there's not the minhag in this place, and no one else has one of these things, it's not what's done in here. In that case, ein mechayven oso. So in this case, then the Mason's not going to make the other guy build the wall in his bikkah just because his partner wants him to. Ella, right? If you want to, im rotsu, if rotsu, if he wants to build this type of wall, so then koneis letoch shelo, he has to bring it started, the wall goes into his own field, abonav oise chazist mibachutz, and then after he's built his wall in his own field, he makes like a border marking on the outer side of it that's facing his neighbor's property, and that's showing that no, we didn't split this, we didn't split the place, we didn't split the materials, this is my wall, and that's why he's marking out there. Lefikach, and therefore, since everything has been marked and shown that he was all on his own cheshvan, imnafel hakoisel, if this type of wall would fall, hamakav avonim shalom, then the place, we assume, is not split, it's his own, and the materials that he used to put up the wall, the stones only belong to him, because that was what was shown by this marking that he made on it. Okay, but let's say there's a place where the minhag is not to make a separation between the two fields, im also midas shneim, even this was not the minhag, but they both agreed to it. Bonus the koisel b'enso, then they build in the middle of the property line. V'ose chazis mikan mikan, and then they make a marking on the border on each side of it. The fika, and therefore, if even off the coast, if the wall's going to fall, hamakav avonim shel shneihem. So then, both of the what's it called, both in the material and the walls will be split and divided equally amongst the two shutfim. Okay, so Moras says like this. So Vruos, now we're going to try to understand my mechitza. What exactly does the word in our Mishnah mechitza mean? Guda, Rashi says the coast, it's a wall, right? Kitanya, as we learned in a brisa. So we're talking here about klei kerem. We have forbidden mixtures in a vineyard, right? So there was grain on one, and these grapes are coming in. So if it gets mixed up together, it's going to become also klei kerem. So omrim lo, we tell the owner of the kerem to build a wall, a partition, something's going to separate between this grain and this vineyard. Chazu v'nifritzu, if he does it, and then it gets broken through again. So then, we say, Gedor, build a wall. Okay, now we turn to top of the vase. Nisyaish himenu v'logot Torah. If the owner of this vineyard was Yaish, he neglects to do it, and he doesn't make the repairs, and now what happens is that they get mixed in together. So these become usur, because this is klei kerem now, and you're not allowed to get any hanah from him, and now he's chayav to pay for any type of financial loss that happens. He has to pay the owner of the grain for the hezek that was caused, because it's the owner, the vineyard owner's, it's his problem. He was negligent, and now because he didn't build it, now the other guy can't get any hanah from his grain. So, taima derotzu. But according to this understanding, I was going to explain that the word mechitza means a kosel. So the diak is like this. The reason why they're building the wall is because they wanted to. They both own it. They're joint owners, and they both want to build it. But halo rotzu. But if they did not want to do that, then ein mechayvin oso. Then the basin is not going to force the other guy, the other partner who's reluctant, doesn't want to build a wall, right? Even though you know, without the wall, you know, you can see into what I'm doing in my chotzer. So you see that no, the only reason was they could. But if they didn't want to both do it, then you can't force them, right? Alma, you see from here, hezek ria lav shmei hezek. This idea that if you're looking at somebody and you're not causing a damage by looking at them, what's the damage? It's discomfort. You know, somebody, you know, you see, you're watching them, whatever they're doing there. You know, they're doing the laundry, they're doing the regular tasks. So the fact that that's not a problem, again, the whole point here is if the word machitza means kosel, and it's only if they both agreed, that's when you can force them to. But if they don't agree, you cannot force them to build a wall for privacy. So from the fact that you can't force them to build a wall for privacy, the Gemara says hezek re'ia lashme hezek. Then it's not considered to be a damage. I remember years ago, we were in camp, and I was up early in the morning. I went to, like, to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee, and I was watching the chef, the cook of the camp. And he was making like this huge, huge dough. Like, I mean, like, you know, I forget, I don't know what it was. It was like bread or something for like or pancakes or something. It was this huge thing. Like, it looked like the machine was working. It looked like a big jacuzzi. It was this huge, huge pot. And I was sitting there watching him. And then he turned to me. He's like, "Can you please leave?" I said, I'm sorry, is it bothering you? I'm watching. He's like, yeah, it's bothering me. So, okay. So I guess in that case, we say Hezek really was Shmei Hezek. But that's the whole idea. Some people, so well, again, we'll see how the Rambam paskins at the end. But the concept behind is that some people are bothered when they're being watched by others. Okay, so let's continue now. But that's a Maisa Shahaya. The guy, the cook, was upset. He didn't want me watching him. I was bothering. I mean, I guess I was bothering, but I mean, that's what the Gemara is talking about. That exact idea about you, somebody else watching you while you're doing your work, it bothers people. Okay, what says Ve'ema Mechitza? One second. Let's say the Mechitza does not mean that to build a wall. It means Plugta. It means to divide. Right? How do you see the right? This is what the word means. So Pasuk in Sefer Midbar, Chesiv Vatehi Mechitzas Ha'eda. That they divided up the congregation into half. This is when they got the spoil, right, from Midian. So they divided it up. They came into Rotsu and sinned. Okay, now this is Pshat. Since they want to divide up the Chatzar that they both own, bonus Hakoso Bal Korcha. So now you're going to, once we divide up, never we said this part's my part, this is yours, but now since we are dividing up and saying this is my, this is what I'm using, this is what you're going to be using, so in this case, bonus goes about korcha, we force them to build it, even if they don't want to. So obviously from this pshat, if that's how we're explaining what the word mechitza means, it means plugta, to dividing it up, hezek, riyah, shmei hezek. Then to what's it called? To look at somebody else's, you know, property while they're doing it, that is called a damage, that you are mazik the person. So again, if you learn that pshat in mechitza is a kosel, so then the conclusion the Gemara would say is that hezri is lashmi hezik. But if you learn that pshat in a mechitza is plugta, that you have to now once we decide we're actually going to divide, you have to build a wall. Okay, so Gemara says like this. It's going to work on this. Ihochi, if it's true that that's what mechitza means, it means plugta, you're dividing it up, so you can't really read the Mishnah so straight. Hi, shirotu lasois mechitza. They want to make a mechitza. It really means shirotu lachtos miboyle. It's just that they want to divide, right? Elamais, rather, what are you going to say? Guda, that it's talking about a wall. So bonin es hakosel. Well, if that's true, then the word bonin es hakosel, that doesn't make sense. And it should be bosin oso. We build it because the wall in the mechitza are the same thing. One says bonin kosel miboyle. That's how it should have been read. Then one says no. Itana also, if the Tana we the lashon of you're building it, Zahavamin, I would have said bin the seifas. We're talking about the seifas are these types of little, it's actually another thing, something that like these types of short little wooden pegs. That's the way Rashi learns. Others mean it's like a windows, meaning whatever it's something you could see through, right? Sorry. But I'm sorry, we skipped over. So Kamash Malan, no, the Chiddush is that you have to build a real wall. Kosel, that's what it means. You can't just build this little type of pegs or windows or things that are going to not really prevent the person from seeing through. Okay. And then the Mishnah said, Bonin es ha-kosel be'emso. If you're going to build a wall, you do it in the middle. That's what it says, Pshita, right? It's so push it, it's obvious. If you're going to build a wall, so of course you're going to build in the middle, right? Why should one then have to give up more of his property any more than the other person should have to do, right? Well, it doesn't make sense. So it says, oh, lo tzricha, it's necessary for the following din. Dekadem chad v'ratze l'chavri. One person goes ahead and he convinces his other chaver, his partner, that they should, in fact, build this mechitza, build a wall. Right. So ma'ad tamas, you might have thought that the second guy could come say, Matzi Omri could say like this, Ki isratzoi loch, when was I meratzai, I was agreed, I was persuaded by you to build that. That's just by avira. That was by the airspace. I was maskim. I agree that you could have a little bit of a barrier. So that's going to only, you know, what am I going to lose? That's going to lose some airspace in the chotzer. But the Tashmishta, lo isratzi loch. I'm not letting to use my actual usable space on the ground in my part of the chutzah for a wall. Oh, I'm not masking for that. I'm not willing to do that. So in order not to learn like that, Kamashmuel, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That once they, that's what Mishnah was talking about. How much ground space each one gives. 3 tefachim, 2.5 tefachim, 2 tefachim, whatever, whatever it is. But that's the hinge, Kamash Malan, that each one has to actually give part of their property for the building of the wall. Okay, so now we're holding that the way the Mishnah is smooth is if Mechitza means a koso, right? And according to that understanding of the Mishnah, then we would say that Hezek Ria is Lav Shmei Hezek, right? So I ask, one second, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, is that really true? I'll ask you a question. So Simon is Gina, Klesa, Klefin, Vecholkin, Cholonus, de Rav Nachman. Okay, so you know, in the times of the Gemara, it wasn't written down, it was all Baal-Peh, so they had to have Simonim, but it's a segula to read the Simonim as well. So let's go through the first one, right? So Tashma, Chain, Begina. We talked about the same din applies to a Gina, to a garden, right? In a place where the minig is that they build this mechitza in the middle of a garden, which was jointly owned by two of them, and one of them wants to make the mechitza, so the Beis Din will be mechayev the other guy to join in. He has to contribute it. So what do you see from here? That you're invading someone's privacy by looking at him, and right, and that's called a problem. So you see from here that it is a hezek. So it says no, gina shiny. A case of a garden is different. But when in terms of this din of invading someone's privacy, right? Kid Rav Abba, like we said, Rav Abba, Dom Rav Abba, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav, Osul Adam Lama Bistei Chaveiro Besha, Shehi Omedes Bekomosel. It's also for a person to stand by another person's field and looking at the crops while it's standing. But the reason over here is an Ein Hara. Right, the Ein Hara. So just like you can't do it for the crops, it's the same din over here. Who had dinami by a garden, right? You can't do it for the whole port. It's an Ein Hara that you're looking at the person, so you can't bring a raya from this for other things about it. That hezek ria is shmei hezek, hezek la shmei hezek. One second. V'ha v'chein ketani. It's no. Similarly by the gina, right? That suggests that the svara that you're using for a chotzer. And the svara that you're using for the gina, the garden in the courtyard, it's the same. It's the same idea, right? Says, no, really, it's different else. Agvil v'agazis. No, you're right. It said v'chein, but there is some sort of comparison, some sort of connection that we're making here. But that's not in terms of the chiv to put up the mechitza. That's talking about the din by the type of stones. Again, we said that the gvil was the type of stones that are not chiseled, and the gazis are the ones that are chiseled. If you're making that type of mechitza in a gina, in a garden, you're making those same materials for them, then everything goes according to the minhag. Okay, so now we're going to try again. Tashma, it's a mishnah on Hey Amad Aleph. Koisel chotzer shenofel. You had a kosel, right? This was the dividing wall in the corner fell. Mechayiv noso liv nois ad arba amos. So if one of them now wants to rebuild this wall, so the Beis Din is going to be mechayiv the other owner of the courtyard to build it up to arba amos, dal amos, right? So you see from this that hezek is shnei hezek, because if it wasn't, why would you have to force him to rebuild it? He doesn't want the wall. It's no problem. You're not harming anybody. Teretz is you are, so therefore you'd have to build it. So when it says no, not shiny. Also, the case of a wall that had fallen down, then that's different, because think about it. The fact that there was a wall there already, so then they wanted it, right? That's why the Beis Din puts you. You have to rebuild just the way it was. But it doesn't mean yesh me'ayin. You could go ahead and necessarily prove that you have to put up a wall. Udikatani lo my karilay. Right, my Kari law. Why did the person ask this question at all? Right, if you think about it, the case is clearly talking about this, the wall that fell. So you see that the Shutofin had already agreed that they wanted to have a mechitza there between the two things. So this is not like this. The person who asked it, he holds that the partners could be forced to build even a case where there wasn't a wall. Right, just because again that the protect a person's privacy, right? But the mission is not talking about the case the wall fell. It's talking, there is a chiv to build it, right? Like this. Seif eitzrichalei. It's really talking about the next part of the Mishnah. Me arba amos lamala. The fact was that it's going, doesn't force to do it more than dal amos, ein mechayv noso. Because once we have a koso of four amos, Dalat Amos, Ramosha holds, I think in terms of, because Dalat Amos is significant in many years of halacha, but in terms of for Dalat Amos, for the Chiyav to put up a mechitza, not a mechitza, I'm talking about a mezuzah, Ramosha, I think, believe holds at 7 feet, 3 inches. So imagine like that, you have a wall that's now Dalat Amos, so it's 7 feet, 3 inches tall, and you can't see over that. So then that's good. That's enough. So that's, but again, wouldn't have to be even more than that. So it just has to be up to that part. That was the chiddush of it. Obviously, they wanted it, but I mean, it seems like you don't have to rebuild to the original height. You don't have to go up to Dalat Amos. Okay, Tashma. Let's try again. We're trying to prove here that Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, a Mishnah on Zion Amid Beis. Koifin Oysel Livnois Beis Shar Vedelas V'chotzer. So these are people who live in the chutz, so they could force everybody who lives in this chutz. So you have like many people who live there; they have to contribute to the building of this base shars, like a gatehouse, right, and a door that goes into it, right. So that way, you see, it won't be in the chutz won't be visible to everybody who's walking by in the main street. Again, in those days, you had a chatzah that would open up usually to a mavoi, and a mavoi would open up to a rishus harabim, but people are walking by. So shma mina, you see from the fact you can force people in the chatzah to contribute, hezek riyah shmei hezek. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof either, because that's not two people. Two people by themselves, maybe it's not, but this is where you got a whole bunch of people. Hezek the rabim shiny, when you have a whole public, you know, you're always under, imagine you live on a street corner or something like that, or you have a student is passing by, people are always watching you. So everyone can always see what you're doing. That certainly is going to be called a hezek. And we're asked, one second, the diyochi lo, you just said that it's because it's of a rabbin, and a rabbin is a problem, but a yochid isn't. So tashma, ein chokin es hachotzer ad shiyehe bo arba amos lozeh, va arba amos lozeh. Mishnah in Yud Aleph says we divide up the chotzer, right, only if there's going to be dal amos for each one of them. Right, that they have to have, you know, the same amount. Ha yeshba k'dei l'zeh cholkin. Only if there's enough for each one, then you're going to divide up the chotzer. My lav the koso. Aren't we talking about dividing up the koser so that the people could stop seeing each other? So don't you see from here that a yochid could damage someone, and that's why you would have to make the wall. Lo b'maseifas ba'alma. No, it doesn't mean a real. Type of machizas we had saw earlier. It means these types of vital windows, these types of pegs or something like that. So when you have a little, it's like marking off your property line, something like that. But you can still see through it. So from the fact that you can still see through it, then that shows that hezek ri is lav shmei hezek, because if it was a problem, you'd have to make it, you know, impenetrable. Okay, more tries again. Tashma, another proof, again, that hezek ri is shmei hezek. It's a Mishnah in Chav Beis Malach. Chalonos, you want to build a wall opposite windows of your neighbor's house, so then you have to distance it. Bein lamala, bein lamato, bein mekenegdon, arba amos. Whether you're doing it above, whether you're below, you're opposite, you have to do it dalet amos. V'tani olon, the Brisa says on that Mishnah, milamalon, why do you have to build it above? So that person can't look in, they can't peek into the window and see. Lematon, why do you have to build it below? Why does the wall have to be below the wall? Kadesh lo yamod v'ira, so you won't be able to stand on top of it, the wall, and then look, you can look into the window. Kenegdon, and opposite of it, you have to make it a distance. Kadesh lo ya'afil, that won't darken the house by blocking the sunlight that comes in through the window. So you see here, there is a problem, there's a concern about hezek ria, right, by other people looking at you. Right, someone says again, it's not a proof. Hezek the bayis shiny. The damage of being exposed to other sight in your house is different. Why? Because in your house, you know, the opening halacha in Shulchan Aruch talks about how a person conducts himself in the home. Shvisi Hashem l'negdi somid. But a person does, you know, activities that they don't want others to see. You know, I don't know. You're washing your dishes. You're doing things. You want a little privacy while you're eating your Cheerios in the morning. Stuff like that. People necessarily don't want the others to watching it. But if in a chotzer, it's out in the open. And so then the person's like indifferent. You know, when I'm watering my lawn, it doesn't bother me. People are watching me what I'm doing. What is this? One sec. Is that really such a good chiluk? Tashma. The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Gag Hasamach LeChotzer Chavero. If your roof is adjacent to another person's chotzer, Osim Omake Gavo Arba Amos. You have to make a maka, like a fence around it, 4 amos high, so you won't be able to see into your neighbor's chotzer. So you see, this shows that hezek ria, even in a chotzer, is a problem. Without, we just want to see the difference between a bias versus a chotzer, but here you see from the fact that you have to do it. Or again, it says, that's not a good raya. Shiny house in that case is different, we'll make a distinction. The omer le bal hachotzer le bal hagag, because the owner of the chotzer could say to the owner of the roof, lididi kavi li tashmishi. I make use of my chotzer on a regular thing. Lididoch, but you, Don't look vilach teshmishtach. Right, you're not always on your roof. You occasionally go up on there. Well, yedane b'hai adina sleek of osis the itzchinoch. I don't know when you're going up onto your roof. To you, it's like so I could hide from you in coming up. So therefore, it's not something that's able to be anticipated. At the end of the day, now how do we paskin? What's the din? We went back and forth. So again, we'll continue coming up, and we see all these sugyos are based upon it. But the Rambam is in Hilchos Shchenin, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, Chotze Hashutfin. Sheyesh bo din chalukah, ocean that chalukah biritzonim, right, where they have to buy, they divide it. Afa pishein bo chalukah, even though it hasn't been divided yet. Yesh lechol echad mehem lechof es chaveiro livnos hakosov enzo. We can force the other one to build a wall in the middle. Kadesh lo yarehu chaveiro b'shas shetishamshesh shemishtamesh bechelko. That you can build a wall for the privacy. Shehezek ria hezeku, because we. Hold, the Rambam brings down that looking at someone else's thing is called a damage. Even though it's been this way for many years, below mechitza, and you haven't had a wall up there, kofu lasos mechitza b'chol eis shiritza, that we would force the partner to what's it called? Do we force the partner? Yeah, to make the wall, even if he doesn't want to, because Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek. Okay, and Mitzvah Shem will pick it up with Daf Gimel next time.